Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. There's a phrase we use here in the United States to emphasize being optimistic or looking for the good in a difficult situation, and it's this: every cloud has a silver lining. So the silver lining is, despite the trial, what good have you seen come out of it? Or what result has been positive, even though you've been enduring something very difficult? So a recent Facebook post by a young man named Spencer asked this question: what's your life's silver lining? In other words, despite the rough things that have happened or are happening to you, what is the good that you see coming as a result of it? He was looking for people to share basically what their story was and how they've overcome it. And he has actually had his own difficult situation due to a recent car crash that wasn't his fault, and he posted about a few of the things that he's been dealing with lately due to that recent car crash. He's had 6 broken ribs, a broken arm, a broken shoulder, 2 blood clots, pneumonia, a punctured spleen, a collapsed lung, 2 surgeries, a bone graft, a totaled car, 50-plus pounds weight gain, a lost job, and a host of new scars, he said. Poor guy, that's really rough. And the car crash wasn't even his fault. He was the victim in this situation. But listen to what he says about his life's silver lining. He says, if it wouldn't have happened, I wouldn't have had the eyes to see the worth of my family's love or my friends' support or God's blessings. If I hadn't listened to my dad read War of the Worlds to me at 4 a.m. because I was too hurt to sleep, I might have forgotten what being a dad really means. If I hadn't seen my mom get on her knees to sponge bathe me every day for weeks, I might have been blind to the color of eternal love. If I hadn't felt the petulant hand of premature death close around my life, I might never have appreciated the joy of singing in a professional-grade choir. In the middle of this huge trial, he recently auditioned for and was accepted into a really elite choir. Kind of a nice gift in the middle of such a difficult trial, don't you think? He continues, there are June roses everywhere. Ruminating on the journey and searching for the silver lining has given me a whole new perspective on why we feel pain. He says, I see a lot of stalwart souls who have suffered far more than I, who find a way to soar over their trials with flying colors. Thank you, Spencer, for being willing to share your story with us, and way to look for the silver lining in the middle of the storm. And we can all do that in our lives, right? No matter what's going on, we can all find some little spark of good or goodness around us. We thought it would be fun to share a portion of the clip that Spencer was referring to by President Thomas S. Monson. It came from a general conference talk that President Monson gave in October 1999, and it's entitled Becoming Our Best Selves. This is what he said in his own words.
The Scottish poet James Barry wrote, God gave us memories that we might have June roses in the December of our lives. What memories do we have of mother, father, grandparents, family, friends? What lessons have we learned from our fathers? Years ago, a father asked L. Ray L. Christiansen what name he could suggest for his newly acquired boat. Brother Christiansen suggested, why not call it the Sabbath Breaker? I'm confident the would-be sailor pondered whether his pride and joy would be a Sabbath Breaker or a Sabbath Keeper. Whatever his decision, it no doubt left a lasting impression upon his children. Yet another father taught a son a never-to-be-forgotten lesson in obedience and by example to honor the Sabbath day. I learned of this at the funeral service of a noble general authority, H. Verlin Anderson. A tribute was paid to him by one of his sons. It has application wherever we are and whatever we are doing. It is the example of personal experience. The son of Elder Anderson related that years earlier he had a special school date on a Saturday night. He borrowed from his father the family car. As he obtained the car keys and was heading for the door, his father said, the car will need more gasoline before tomorrow. Be sure to fill the tank before coming home. Elder Anderson's son related, the evening activity was wonderful. Friends met, refreshments were served, and all had a good time. In his exuberance, however, he failed to follow his father's instruction to add fuel to the car's tank before returning home. Sunday morning dawned. Elder Anderson discovered the gas gauge showed empty. The son saw his father walk back into the house and put the car keys on the table. In the Anderson home, the Sabbath day was a day for worship and thanksgiving and not for purchases. As the funeral message continued, Elder Anderson's son declared, "I saw my father put on his coat, bid us goodbye, and then walk the long distance to the chapel that he might attend an early meeting. Duty called. Truth was not held slave to expedience." In concluding his funeral message, he said, "No son was ever taught more effectively by the father than I was on that occasion. My father not only knew the truth, he lived it. It is in the home that we form our attitudes, our deeply held beliefs. It is in the home that hope is fostered or destroyed. Our homes are to be more than sanctuaries. They should also be places where God's Spirit can dwell, where the storm stops at the door, where love reigns and peace dwells."
In one line of that clip that we just played for you, President Monson says, "It is in the home that we form our attitudes, our deeply held beliefs. It is in the home that hope is fostered or destroyed." So that's interesting that our homes are the beginning place where children or we can cultivate that kind of attitude where we can see the silver lining. That's a powerful message for parents and for each one of us. And that's the message that we'd like to leave you with today as we close. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, stories, or comments you want to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled A Light Within, and it's featuring William Joseph. Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.